Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we try to cut through some of the noise. Today we're digging into something pretty significant that, well, it seems to have happened almost silently, a major update to Etsy's creativity standards on June 10th, 2025. It kind of just appeared in their Our House Rules. No big announcement, which left a lot of sellers pretty confused and facing some real challenges.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it, how a change that really gets to the core of what Etsy is could roll out so quietly. It's caused this huge ripple effect for, you know, thousands of small businesses. Makes you wonder if that quiet approach was deliberate or maybe just a big communication fumble.
That really is the question. So today, our mission is to unpack this quiet shift. We want to look at how these changes actually happened, exactly which products are affected now, maybe why Etsy decided to do this, and most importantly, what it means for you if you're a seller, and maybe for the bigger picture of e-commerce too. We're pulling from a few places for this. There's a detailed blog post that broke down the update, some direct quotes from an e-commerce consultant who's also an Etsy seller, and confirmations from tech news sites. So let's get into it.
Okay, so this unannounced shift, June 10th, 2025, Etsy updates its creativity standards. These are like fundamental rules, part of our house rules. Mm. And the updates just appeared. No email blast, no heads up, no formal announcement to the sellers, nothing.
Wow. And the impact was immediate.
Pretty much. Yeah. You had sellers suddenly finding listings removed or flagged, widespread confusion, understandable frustration building up because people didn't even know the rules had changed. Imagine finding your shop suddenly non-compliant overnight.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare scenario. Is that normal for a platform like Etsy?
Well, it's definitely not best practice, let's put it that way. It's kind of a masterclass in how not to handle major policy changes. Platforms evolve, sure, but just dropping changes like this, it really erodes trust, raises big questions about that relationship between the platform and its creators, you know? But let's dive into the specifics, because that's where you really see the impact.
Okay, yeah, let's get into the details. The 3D printing area seems like a huge one. We're talking computer-generated items, 3D printing, CNC machines, even things like Cricut Crafts. What exactly changed there?
Right. So the old policy was a bit looser. It allowed items made with these tools, even if you use templates or designs made by someone else. But the new policy, much stricter. It mandates items have to be made using the seller's own original design templates, using someone else's template. That's no longer allowed.
So if you were printing, say, those popular Flexi Dragon models everyone sees.
Exactly. If you were printing those or anything based on licensed characters or third-party designs you downloaded, Etsy's basically saying that's not original enough now. Thousands of listings like that. Suddenly non-compliant. Now, 3D printing itself is still allowed. That's important. But only if you are the original designer. Big shift.
Okay, so it's really pushing for unique creation there. And it wasn't just physical items, you said. What about digital stuff?
Yeah, digital files got hit too. Specifically, digital versions of vintage or scanned content. Think old books, photographs, knitting patterns, that sort of thing. Scanned and sold as downloads. The old policy used to specifically mention these were okay. The new one, that mention is just gone, omitted entirely.
Which implies?
It strongly implies they're likely no longer allowed. So sellers offering those vintage PDFs or scans, they're now at risk of takedowns. Unless maybe the content is completely public domain and they add significant original value, or it's properly licensed, but the simple act of scanning and selling seems out.
Another category potentially wiped out, or at least heavily restricted.
Seems like it. Almost a silent elimination for many sellers relying on that niche.
This push for originality seems to be the common thread. It even affects things like items from nature, stones, driftwood.
Yep. There's now an explicit ban on just reselling items from nature. The example they give is like buying rocks in bulk and just relisting them as is. That's out.
So if you sell gemstones or shells,
if you didn't personally collect them or curate them in a very specific, demonstrable way, you risk removal. But there's a key nuance. Again, if you meaningfully alter them, like you carve the driftwood or assemble the shells into jewelry you designed, that probably still complies. It's about adding your creative input, not just reselling.
That distinction again, reselling versus creating, it seems central.
Absolutely.
And this carries over into party supplies too. That seemed like an odd category to target.
It did, but they narrowed the scope there significantly. Things like general holiday decor or generic party favors, removed from the list of what's okay if sourced by a seller. Now, it's really specific. Only festive table decorations, balloons, streamers, and gift wrap are explicitly allowed under that sourced category.
And they added more things that are not allowed.
Oh, yeah. They expanded the list of disallowed generic resold items.
Mm.
Think about stuff that feels mass-produced. Cooking tools, auto parts, cosmetics, chemicals, even basic office supplies or home DIY stuff. They're clearly drawing a line away from anything that feels like it belongs on Amazon or in a big box store, not a handmade marketplace.
Okay, so we've got a clearer picture of what changed. Big changes across several categories. But the why. Why now? And why so? Sneakily.
Right. To understand the why, you kind of have to look back at Etsy's origins. It started back in, what, 2005? Brooklyn, Robert Kalin, and the co-founders. Their original mission statement was about reimagining commerce, building a more fulfilling and lasting world. Very idealistic.
Trying to be the online version of a craft fair, basically.
Exactly. And the e-commerce world is booming, right? Growing like crazy, expected to jump even more by 2027. So in that crowded market, Etsy needs to stand out. Its unique selling proposition was that curated, handmade, artisan feel.
So these changes are about getting back to those roots, reinforcing that identity.
That seems to be the stated goal, yes. To double down on originality, push back against mass-produced items, fight off the drop shippers, to maintain the integrity, as they see it, of a handmade marketplace. And part of how they're doing that is leaning more on automated enforcement, bots.
Which can sometimes be a bit indiscriminate.
Exactly. Bots can flag things that maybe a human would see the nuance in, so that adds another layer of stress for sellers.
Which probably didn't help the reaction to this rollout. You mentioned frustration.
Oh, widespread frustration. The lack of warning was the biggest thing. People felt ambushed by takedowns.
We mentioned getting insights from an expert, Cindy Baldassi. What was her take?
Yeah, Cindy Baldassi, she's an e-commerce consultant, works with micro businesses, and she's an Etsy seller herself. So she sees it from both sides. She actually said, look, she agrees with some of the removals in principle, like getting rid of 3D prints made from commercial patterns or generic party favors. She thought many sellers would welcome that.
Okay, so she saw some merit in the what, just not the how.
Precisely. Her main criticism, and it's a strong one, was the complete lack of warning. Listings getting pulled, shops maybe getting strikes against them, even risking suspension before sellers even knew the policy had changed.
That's rough.
And she pointed out this, well, this real irony. Etsy's head of trust and safety had apparently just made statements promising more transparency, more education for sellers. And then this happens. Cindy called this update the antithesis of transparency.
Mm-hmm.
She even said, quote, I had already stated we couldn't trust the promises, and I thank Etsy for proving me right almost immediately.
Oof, that's a pretty damning quote. What does that signal about the trust level now?
It signals a serious disconnect, I think. Sellers feel blindsided, maybe even disrespected, and the result, people are already moving. We're seeing 3D print creators, vintage scan sellers. They're actively looking at or moving to other platforms, eBay, TikTok Shop, even TMU.
So a direct consequence is potential seller drain.
Seems likely for those specific categories. And Tech Radar confirmed the 3D print rule change, by the way. They reported 3D printed items must now be based on a seller's own original designs. So it's definitely official.
Okay. So if you're listening and you're an Etsy seller, maybe feeling a bit worried right now, what are the practical steps? What can you actually do?
Right. Actionable advice. First things first, audit your listings, like right now. Go through everything. Do any use third-party templates, scans. Are you just reselling natural items without alteration? Be honest with yourself. If they don't comply with the new rules, you need to either update them significantly or probably just delist them to be safe.
Update them how? What constitutes significant alteration?
That's the second point. Focus hard on originality and customization. Use your own designs. That's the gold standard now. Or if you're starting with something existing, like those natural items, you have to meaningfully alter it. Custom colors, engraving, hand painting, assembling it into something totally new. Document that process. That unique touch is what Etsy wants to see.
Okay, document. That's the third point.
Yes. Document everything. Your design process, where you sourced materials if relevant, take photos of your work in progress. Have proof of originality. If a bot flags your listing or there's a dispute, having that documentation could be absolutely crucial to getting reinstated.
Makes sense. Anything else?
And finally, maybe think about diversification. Don't rely solely on Etsy, especially if your core products are now in a gray area or clearly non-compliant. Explore other platforms, see where your products do fit. Having options gives you resilience.
Right. Don't put all your eggs in that one potentially changing basket.
Exactly.
Okay. This has been really insightful. Let's try to wrap up the key takeaways here. The policy change hit June 10th, 2025. The big theme is a major push for originality. This affects 3D prints, vintage scans, items from nature, some party supplies, basically anything that isn't clearly designed or significantly altered by the seller.
That's the core of it. If your stuff is truly original, your own design's heavily customized, Etsy might still be a great place for you. If not, you need to adapt, potentially pivot, and definitely, definitely document your creative process.
It feels like Etsy is trying to carve out its niche again, get back to its roots, which could be good for the platform's brand, maybe even for sellers who do fit that mold.
Potentially, yes. The goal of standing out in the crowded market makes sense, but this whole situation just screams for better communication. Clear, proactive, consistent communication. That's essential when you're dealing with people's livelihoods. The trust took a hit here.
Absolutely. Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener. Considering Etsy's founding mission, you know, that idea of reimagining commerce for a more fulfilling and lasting world, how might this kind of abrupt, poorly communicated shift impact things, not just for the individual sellers trying to navigate it, but for the bigger picture, for how we think about online artisan communities and how they evolve in this constantly changing e-commerce world?
Yeah, it's a big question. Definitely a turning point for Etsy and maybe a lesson for other platforms too.
Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.